Opening moments.
This is David Haneke, executive producer at Opening Moments Media. Today we're talking with Patrick Skane, who does closed captioning and subtitles. Pat, it's good to have you on the program.
Good afternoon, David.
Tell me a little bit about the difference between closed captions and subtitles and when you might use one over the other.
Closed captioning is for the deaf and hard of hearing. Subtitling is for foreign languages, and that's the basic difference. A lot of people want to distribute their programming in Spanish, and they can't decide whether they're going to closed caption or subtitle, and they don't always quite understand. Well, to them, it's just words on a screen. Sometimes some are in a black box, and some are actually in Helvetica with a white drop shadow. And that's all they see. But they don't really understand that it's two different technologies and two different ways of addressing two totally different audiences. Closed captioning is a system of putting text into video where people have the ability to turn on closed captioning. And it really comes down, and it's an extension of the Americans with Disabilities Act and the FCC, which has said that you must provide equal access and communication. It wasn't until 2006, January 1st, that everything that's broadcast today must be closed captioned for equal access to the deaf and hard of hearing. Subtitling is essentially for hearing people who understand different languages. The standards and how you deal with them are different. When you close caption, you know that your audience is deaf and hard of hearing. Just using a lot of common sense, you're describing of sounds and off-screen sounds and things of that nature. Subtitling is essentially for people who are hearing but might not speak the language that the audio track is supporting. In subtitling, you can have an English soundtrack, and then you can turn on the